couple minutes at the top of the hour here in the Matt Allen Show. Every Wednesday night, we talk to a contributor to AnchorRising.com, the, in my opinion, Rhode Island's best political blog, the only political blog you need to be reading. And Justin Katz is a contributor and one of the founding members of Anchor Rising. Justin, how are you, sir?
Doing well, Matt. How you doing?
How are things?
Pretty well.
Rocking and rolling. Are you excited about our tourism hotline that sends people to Olive Garden in Attleboro?
Yeah, I've been hardly able to sleep lately. I'm so excited.
What's going on in the blog today?
Well, it may seem parochial at first blush, but I was somewhat astonished by the Tiverton School Committee meeting last night, and I think the spectacle provides an insight into the mindset of Rhode Island politics. By way of background, which you know, of course, in May, a taxpayer revolt rejected an attempt to raise taxes beyond a new state cap,
right.
And the town held essentially a do-over vote the following week, and in the interim, they made various efforts to rally supporters, among which were PTO letters sent home with school children on school letterhead, and the superintendent called recorded a plea for votes that went out over his district's informational phone system.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Hasn't this been reported?
They were clearly in violation of the district's policy that no facilities in schools are used to influence the budget.
Yeah, especially you should not be sending things home with kids.
Yeah, on letterhead. Their excuse was that nobody signed it. It shouldn't have been on the letterhead. Oops. The school committee's lawyer argued, however, last night that violations of the law on this policy only occur when public bodies engage in campaigns to maximize the troops, that's a quote. And that's precisely what they did. But the astonishing thing was that some of the school committee members, like Chairwoman Denise Dimidiros and Vice Chair Michael Burke, came very close to having a you-can't-handle-the-truth moment, declaring that it's part of their job to advocate for this budget. The problem is these two have been strong voices against the unions, you know, holding the line in negotiations. And they're certainly better representatives for taxpayers than other candidates might be. But what emerged last night was this sort of arrogant point of view that citizens ought to express themselves when they elect people and then leave them alone to do whatever it takes to affect their mandate.
That's how it seems to be.
You know, you hold that grudge is what they're saying and vote them out next time.
Well, you do that too.
Yeah, exactly.
You do both.
You can take them or leave them, but you can't take them but forbid them to do certain things.
Jeez.
And I think when you get up to this, I think it's endemic to Rhode Island. And when you get up to state level, representatives count on vagueness about responsibility, like blaming the governor for everything.
Yeah.
And they can, as you and I have discussed before, shift blame around so that nobody's clearly responsible come election time.
Well, Justin, it's an interesting post. We'll have everybody go to anchorizing.com and check it out, man.
All right, thanks a lot, man.
Thank you very much. Justin Katz, AnchorRising.com is the blog. Check it out.